Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Jennifer Gould. A U.S. Postal Service worker and Air Force veteran met a horrific, agonizing end. His body discovered mangled and crushed inside a colossal mail sorting machine after he lay undetected for up to 8 hours at a Detroit area distribution center. Nicholas Nick Acker, 36, a maintenance mechanic from Trenton, Michigan, was found dead, tangled in the gears of a massive parcel sorting machine at the Detroit Network Distribution Center in Allen Park. Authorities believe the 9-year Air Force veteran died between 4 a.m. and 6 a.m., leaving his loved ones in a dreadful limbo until the grim discovery was made later. The shock deepened when USPS released a cold clinical statement after the incident. They did send condolences, but they also wrote, quote, "The NDC is fully operational at this time," end quote. Acker's fiance, Stephanie Josh, blasted the response. She spoke to Local 4 News in Detroit.
"The mail's still moving? Gross. A man gone, a veteran, a husband, a human being, and all you can think of saying is mail keeps moving? Inhumane."
The catastrophic truth was uncovered thanks to Josh's desperate persistence. She grew frantic when Acker failed to return home from his overnight shift. After he stopped responding to texts and calls, Josh drove to the facility, demanding answers from staff who initially stalled. Her relentless calls for help finally brought emergency crews, fire trucks, police, and an ambulance to the scene. Josh was forced to endure a harrowing 3-hour wait outside before rescuers pried open the towering machinery, confirming her worst fears and revealing Acker's mangled remains entangled inside. The death was swiftly ruled an accident by Allen Park Police, triggering an investigation into glaring safety lapses and whether mandatory lockout, tagout safeguards designed to ensure machines are powered down during maintenance were fatally ignored. The tragedy is compounded by a devastating detail. Acker had proposed to Josh just 10 days earlier. Meanwhile, colleagues say the workplace is plagued by chronic understaffing and outdated equipment, making the death a tragedy just waiting to happen. The probe is now in the hands of the U.S. Postal Inspection Service. For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on your favorite podcast app and watch Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on Fox One and YouTube. More crime and justice news after this. A trusted U.S. Army gynecologist sworn to care for service women and military spouses allegedly turned his medical office into a depraved surveillance stage, secretly filming thousands of intimate photos of patients during gynecological and breast exams. The sickening new lawsuit filed in Bell County District Court rips the lid off the alleged misconduct of Army Major Dr. Blaine McGraw, an OBGYN at Carl R. Darnall Army Medical Center at Fort Hood in Texas. The 13-page complaint, brought by a plaintiff ID'd only as Jane Doe to protect her identity, charges that McGraw, quote, used his position of trust to sexually exploit, manipulate, and secretly record women under his care, end quote. This military member, whose wife is a victim, says he feels betrayed by this supposed brother in arms. He spoke anonymously to ABC News.
"Never in my mind would I have thought a medical provider, especially an OBGYN, would take advantage of both the position as well as the profession."
Doe, who sought treatment for pelvic pain, alleges that across 7 or 8 appointments, McGraw repeatedly dismissed nurses and performed invasive breast and vaginal exams that were, quote, "unnecessary, humiliating, and profoundly violating," end quote. The procedures, she charges, quote, "had nothing to do with the medical issues for which she sought care," end quote. The full scale of the alleged depravity emerged when Army Criminal Investigation Division agents contacted the plaintiff. They informed her that McGraw had covertly filmed multiple patients. In a subsequent meeting, investigators showed the shocked woman still photos from his confiscated phone that, quote, unmistakably depicted her body during an exam, end quote, just 3 days earlier. Attorney Andrew Kobos, who is now representing more than 45 alleged victims, many of them wives of active duty soldiers, stated that the recovered evidence is catastrophic, quote, thousands of photos and videos depicting scores of female patients, end quote. But the suit's gravest accusation isn't just against McGraw, it's a stinging indictment of the entire military system. Here's Jane Doe speaking with NBC News.
Shame on you for letting this happen. Shame on you for not taking action. Shame on you for letting this predator continue to practice.
The filing charges that the Army allegedly knew about McGraw's predatory behavior as far back as 2019 during his previous stint at Tripler Army Medical Center in Hawaii. By ignoring the alarms, the Army is accused of giving, quote, cover to a predator in uniform, end quote. McGraw's attorney asserts he has been fully cooperative, but the victims claim the military response has been, quote, bureaucratic, callous, and wholly inadequate, end quote. McGraw has since been suspended from treating patients and remains under criminal investigation. And finally, duck and cover. The most quacked-up lawsuit in Orlando has landed. Hillary Martin is suing SeaWorld after a roller coaster ride turned into an airborne assault. Martin was riding the park's massive Mako coaster when suddenly an errant duck flew right into her face. That's a foul move for sure. The collision allegedly KO'd the Florida woman, causing disfigurement, permanent injury, and loss of wages. Martin is now suing for at least $50,000, arguing the theme park created a, quote, zone of danger, end quote, near open water, failing to give guests a proper winged warning, turning a simple thrill ride into a feathered felony for her face. The theme park is staying mum about the Mako mistake, saying they don't discuss legal matters, which is sure to ruffle a few feathers. For the latest crime and justice news, follow the Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this crime alert, I'm Jennifer Gould.